VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Fierce battles with Russia are raging in villages near the eastern city of Severodonetsk. According to Ukrainian authorities, Russian troops have been trying to take control of the city for weeks. Now the most fierce battles are near Severodonetsk. Russia do not control the city entirely. That's what the governor of the eastern Lugansk region said on Telegram. He added, in nearby villages, there are very difficult fights. They are trying to break through but failing. Our defenders are fighting Russians in all directions. Recently, they did shoot down a plane and took captives. The governor also reported that Russian troops are heavily shelling Lyshansk, a city across a river from Severodonetsk that is still controlled by the Ukrainians. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare trip outside of Kyiv on Saturday to visit the war-damaged city of Mykolaiv. It was the Ukrainian leader's first visit to the southern city since Russia invaded Ukraine almost 4 months ago. The president's office published video of Zelensky surveying a badly damaged high-rise resident building and holding meetings with local officials. A celebrated Ukrainian medic whose footage was smuggled out of the besieged city of Mariupol by an Associated Press team was freed by Russian forces. Yulia Pajevska, better known as Tyra, and her release comes 3 months after she was taken captive on the streets of the city. Using a body camera, she recorded 256 gigabytes of her team's efforts over 2 weeks to save the wounded, including both Russian and Ukrainian soldiers. She transferred the clips to an Associated Press team, the last international journalist in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, one of whom fled with it on March 2015. This is VOA News. Monsoon storms in Bangladesh and India have killed at least 41 people and unleashed devastating floods that left millions of others stranded, officials said Saturday. Floods are a regular menace to millions of people in low-lying Bangladesh, but experts say climate change is increasing their frequency, ferocity, and unpredictability. Relentless downpours over the past week have inundated vast stretches of Bangladesh's northeast, with troops deployed to evacuate households cut off from neighboring communities. And schools have been turned into relief shelters to house entire villages overtaken in a matter of hours by rivers that suddenly burst their banks. Forecasters said the floods were set to worsen over the next 2 days, with heavy rains in Bangladesh and upstream in India's northeast. Voters in Nigeria's Ekiti state started casting their ballots early Saturday to elect a new governor in what could be a bellwether for who wins next year's presidential election. Ekiti is among 8 of Nigeria's 36 states where governorship elections are not being held at the same time as the rest of the country because of legal challenges to previous results. It is also considered a swing state, key to winning presidential elections in the multi-ethnic West African country of some 200 million people. Although 16 parties are on Saturday's ballot paper, it is seen as a three-horse race between candidates from the ruling APC, the People's Democratic Party, and the Social Democratic Party, or SDP. Nigeria has a long history of election-related unrest and malpractice. The last governorship vote in Ekiti in 2018 was marred by violence and claims of electoral fraud. But on Wednesday, the candidates signed a peace accord, vowing to avoid violence and accept the outcome of the vote. Thousands of Singaporeans dressed in pink gathered at a park Saturday calling for greater recognition of LGBTQ rights. The first such rally since 2019 after coronavirus restrictions were eased. While the city-state is prosperous and developed, social attitudes remain conservative and sex between men is still illegal, although the statute is not actively enforced. Singapore's Pink Dot Gay Rights Rally started in 2009 and has regularly attracted sizable crowds despite a backlash from some quarters. After holding online-only events during the pandemic, large numbers turned out on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.